Sunshine or Shadows? September 9th. Founded on love. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? One of the greatest dangers that besets the people of God today is that of association with the ungodly, especially in uniting themselves in marriage with unbelievers. Hundreds have sacrificed Christ and heaven in consequence of marrying unconverted persons. The happiness and prosperity of the married life depend upon the unity of the parties. How can the carnal mind harmonize with the mind that is assimilated to the mind of Christ? There is a perpetual difference of taste, of inclination, and of purpose. Unless the believer shall, through his steadfast adherence to principle, win the impenitent, he will, as is much more common, become discouraged and sell his religious principles for the poor companionship of one who has no connection with heaven. Those who profess the truth trample on the will of God in marrying unbelievers. They lose his favor and make bitter work for repentance. The unbelieving may possess an excellent moral character, but the fact that he or she has not answered to the claims of God, and has neglected so great salvation, is sufficient reason why such a union should not be consummated. Of Solomon the inspired record says, "His wives turned away his heart after other gods, and his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God." Let the sad memory of Solomon's apostasy warn every soul to shun the same precipice. If men and women are in the habit of praying twice a day before they contemplate marriage, they should pray four times a day when such a step is anticipated. Marriage is something that will influence and affect your life, both in this world and in the world to come. Unless you would have a home where the shadows are never lifted, do not unite yourself with one who is an enemy of God.